SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. That trip home may be a little dicey, at least in some parts of the nation. National Weather Service lead forecaster Bob Orovac.
The snowstorm blizzard it across the middle part of the country, especially Nebraska up to South Dakota. We'll have a lot of travel issues, heavy snow, reduced visibility, and a lot of blowing and drifting snow will make the travel very difficult. Along the East Coast, where there's rain, the travel could still be hampered.
And he says, just take it easy.
Big story for Christmas Day is the blizzard out across parts of the plains. Areas from northeastern Colorado, northwestern Kansas, across good portions of Nebraska and South Dakota are experiencing blizzard conditions with heavy snow and high wind.
Israel and Hamas giving a rather cool public reception to an Egyptian proposal to end the war. The longstanding enemies Monday did stop short of outright rejecting that plan altogether. Also, at srnnews.com, an international shipping giant preparing to resume operations in a critical waterway.
Maersk plans to allow its vessels to once again ply the waters of the Red Sea. It comes at the start of a U.S.-led multinational naval operation aimed at protecting shipping from attacks by Iran-backed Houthi rebels in Yemen. Houthi attacks have led to a major disruption of shipping through the Suez Canal and the Red Sea, one of the most important arteries for trade in oil, natural gas, grain, and consumer goods between Europe and Asia. Rich Thomason reporting.
Dozens of cars destroyed in a fire at an automobile auction facility north of Dallas. Fire departments from several cities joining the battle in Denton. Officials say 58 vehicles impacted by the blaze. Cause of the fire not determined, but investigators say it appears arson not a factor. This is SRN News. Does your church have a succession plan?
According to research by the Barna Group, most of America's congregations have no idea what they will do when their current pastor decides to retire. Given the fact that the country's clergymen are aging and fewer young men are entering the pipeline, Barna says it's an important matter that churches need to start thinking about sooner rather than later. Only 16% of pastors are under the age of 40 in this country. The average age is 52. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Evangelical Christians continue making up a large part of former President Donald Trump's support as he seeks the nomination. Pastor Robert Jeffress of First Baptist Dallas is not surprised evangelicals are standing by Mr. Trump, and even as other candidates tout their faith, Jeffress says conservative Christians continue to overwhelmingly support Donald Trump. This is SRN News. Germany's main national railway operator, Deutsche Bahn, has launched an effort to sell logistics unit DB Schenker as the company seeks to concentrate on its core business at home.
Schenker has about 76,600 employees in more than 130 countries. The state-owned parent company describes it as one of the world's top four logistics firms. Deutsche Bahn issued an announcement that it's considering selling the entire share capital of Schenker AG in an open, transparent, and non-discriminatory process. It called for potential bidders to indicate their interest by January 15th.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Now, German authorities keen for Deutsche Bahn to focus on improving services at home. The railway has struggled with reliability issues in recent years. More details at srnnews.com.